The role of civil society in helping to address the challenges that confront communities in mining areas is limited due to their inadequate knowledge on the laws that govern mining activities. To empower them to play their watchdog role effectively, members of the Upper West Regional Coalition on Mining are being given paralegal training in the mining law ATWA. The week-long training is organized by the Center for Indigenous Knowledge and Organizational Development, CICOD, in collaboration with the African Biodiversity Network supported by the European Union. Correspondent Swala Abdul Wahab reports that participants are expected to be trained on issues of human rights, mineral rights and royalties, among others.
The upsurge in mining activities in recent times has raised a lot of concerns from the government, chiefs and the citizenry. This is due to the negative impact the activities have on the environment and livelihoods of the people, especially those in mining communities. Opening the week-long training, the program's manager of CICOD, Daniel Vanuku, said it is high time Ghana took a second look at the benefits it gets from mining as against its negative effects on the people.
If you look at the total cost of exploiting our resources, the environmental cost, the social cost, and everything put together, it might have been better we left the gold under the ground. Because what's the point taking the gold and people are drinking dirty water, contaminated water, and dying? What's the point taking the gold when the natural environment and Mother Earth is being destroyed?
The director of Wasa Amenfi communities affected by mining, Mrs. Daniel Owusu-Corentin, said illegalities are being perpetuated in the name of development in the mining sector.
Well, initially, we thought it was only the South that is affected by mining, but I bet you every corner of Ghana is at risk. And because of poor regulation, poor operations of state apparatus, we are all getting involved in a very bad situation.
A member of the Council of State, Nasir Ibrahim, lamented that Ghana has opened its doors too wide in the mining sector. This, Nasir Ibrahim said, has led to the invasion by foreigners who are now creating problems.
The effects of mining are largely devastating. Our already fragile environment is struggling to adapt and contain the realities of climate change. The activities of mining, if not properly managed, may compound the difficulties our people are going through.
The participants are expected to visit mining communities in the region to acquaint themselves with the conditions there.
Sal Abdul Wahab reporting.